Hello, I'm Don Cleaver, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2177, recorded on Thursday the 30th of June 2022, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. Sam Elmhurst is here with me, and together we will bring you local news stories taken from the Norwich Evening News, topical letters, information desk, and two features. This month they are both opinion pieces by local residents. The first, by a local singer, Anna Mudeka, argues that it's time our politicians stop behaving like African dictators. The second, from local PR guru Andy Newman, argues that restaurants need to do more to stop them being so noisy. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. And it's all good news for a change. Alcohol-related hospitalisations are on a five-year low, and there's been a drop in racist and religious hate crime, and a revamp of the Coleman's factory is set to bring thousands of new homes and jobs to East Norwich.
Changes in drinking habits sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic have seen alcohol-related hospitalisations hit a five-year low in Norfolk. As lockdown saw pubs and clubs close for long spells of time, experts say people have grown more accustomed to drinking at home and in moderation. And as a result, between 2016 and 2021, Norfolk's hospitals saw a 10% decrease in the number of alcohol-related admissions. But public health bosses are not resting on their laurels over the figures, with fears the impact of the pandemic may have created a false picture. In 2016 and 17 financial year, 15,343 people were admitted to hospital for reasons relating to alcohol consumption, either as the main or a contributing factor. And by the end of the 2020-21 financial year, the most recent figures available, this number had dropped to 13,816, a decrease of 10%.
The number of racially and religiously motivated crimes reported to police in Norfolk last year fell, in stark contrast to record highs reported nationally. The county was one of only five to buck the national trend, according to a new analysis of Home Office data, which showed a 5% fall in Norfolk from 594 offences in 2020 to 564 in 2021. The survey carried out by the PA News Agency found that of 44 police forces in England and Wales, 39 reported a rise in race and religious hate crimes, with 34 areas seeing record highs. Experts say that reaction to England's defeat at the Euro Football Championships last summer and the easing of COVID restrictions, along with improved recording of hate crimes, are likely to have contributed to the rise in offences across the UK. Neighbouring county Lincolnshire also saw a reduction, but in Suffolk there was a slight rise to 496 offences, while in Cambridgeshire numbers were up 16% to 917. The offences, all of which are defined as hate crimes, include racially or religiously aggravated assault, harassment, and criminal damage. The 2021 fall in offences in Norfolk comes against the background of race and religious hate crimes having risen by 44% in Norfolk over the previous 5 years. The Home Office said that the upwards trend had been particularly being driven by improvements in crime recording, but also following trigger events, including Brexit, Black Lives Matter protests, and the arrival of refugees. Independent charity Victim Support said the figures remained seriously concerning, and fit a pattern for spikes in hate crime linked to world events. A spokesperson from the Equality and Human Rights Commission said, "More still needs to be done to improve the process and the quality of support for victims. This includes effective hate crime training for police forces and reform to ensure our hate crime laws are clear and easy to understand."
People are being asked for their thoughts on a key part of a plan to bring thousands of homes and jobs to East Norwich. Fuel Properties, the company behind the Carrow Works site, has launched a consultation of the plans, which could deliver around 1,800 new homes, including shared ownership and affordable rent. At a consultation event, a spokesman said they were hoping to submit a planning application this summer, with a more detailed application coming in the future. He said Fuel would be giving chances for the public to comment as the plans develop, with all feedback shared with the City Council. Andrew Bell, a resident of Paper Mills Yard, next to the development site, was positive about the plans. He said the area is important to him, with his grandmother having worked at Coleman's. And he said, "It's at the beginning stages, but I like the layout and how it fronts the river, and I'm pleased to see they intend to keep the Abbey Ground area in the middle as well." Carrow Works was the former home of Coleman's Mustard for over 160 years and is centred around the Grade 1 listed Carrow Abbey. The consultation website with feedback forms can be found at carrow-norwich.co.uk. The Carrow Abbey development is part of the East Norwich Master Plan, a blueprint for the development of former industrial sites in Carrow and Trowes, with input and support from the City Council.
Norwich Jobs Fair is set to take place in 2 weeks, with the chance to be hired for a role. There will be more than 40 employers at the forum event, with a chance to speak to HR managers. It has attracted a range of employers from various sectors, all recruiting for locally based jobs. Attendees will be able to register with employers for jobs, collect information and ask questions, apply for jobs, and even have mini interviews on the day. The fair is free to attend, and all attendees need to bring is a CV and be prepared to chat. Organiser the Jobs Fair encourages people to speak to every employer at the fair, as they may have a job on offer. Norwich Jobs Fair is on the forum between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 13th.
A former Norwich care home that closed under controversial circumstances 4 years ago is to be brought back into use under new owners. Holmwood Care Home, to the east of the city centre in Harvey Lane, closed down in 2018 after a scathing Care Quality Commission inspection found serious concerns over its staffing levels and the care it offered. The distinctive property has sat empty ever since, despite casting an imposing figure over its neighbourhood. However, plans are now underway to bring it back into use as a new care home specialising in mental health and dementia care. The property has been purchased by Billericay-based care provider Taking Care of You Limited, or TCOU, which also runs a home in West Sussex. And if approved, it would be renamed the Victoria. Danny Sinfield, a director of TCOU, said the new development would consist of a care home for 30 residents and a separate assisted living development for 13 people. Norwich City Council will consider planning applications for the business in due course.
A 17-year-old Norwich student has won a National Engineering Award for her eco-friendly cardboard tent designed for use at music festivals. Lily Mai Spinks a Year 12 pupil at Sir Isaac Newton's sixth form, was inspired to come up with the idea after seeing images of fields of tents left behind by revelers at major music events like Glastonbury. Her isopod, a waterproof folding tent made from cardboard, won the Senior Engineering Award at the Big Bang Fair. The design can biodegrade quickly or be recycled. By contrast, many tents left behind at festivals end up in landfill. The issue has become an area of growing concern in recent years, with thousands of traditional tents which are plastic-based and can take thousands of years to biodegrade, abandoned at the end of summer music events. The teenager who lives in Norwich came up with her design after folding paper in various ways until it created the dome shape she was looking for. The Big Bang UK Young Scientists and Engineers competition aims to recognise and reward young people's achievements in all areas of science, technology and engineering and maths, STEM. Lily Mai won £750, as well as a trophy and certificate.